All right, let's call this meeting to order, please. Everybody rise, pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moment of silence, please. All right. Roll call of board members. Start with you, please.
Roger Childers, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
George Borkowski, present.
Corey Ellsworth, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
I don't think Ray's online. I declare we have a quorum. And now we'd like to go through appointment of new board members and swearing of board members. Do we have our new board member available?
Well, I haven't been selected yet. I think it's just a matter of time.
You have a chance to, I guess, to speak?
Yes.
If you would like to address yourself.
Action number six.
Yeah, we had a reverse. They were out of order. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can I speak to you or to everybody?
Everybody.
You can use the mic too if you'd like.
No, I think everybody will be able to hear me. My name's Steve Bowen. I've been a member, a current resident for about a year and a half with my wife Bonnie, who works back there, who works for Caldwell Banker. We've had our place up in Mohawk for about 4 years. Somebody texted me and said I get like 15 minutes. Is that really true?
No.
Good, thanks. my wife and I grew up in Virginia, went to the same high school. We went to college in Virginia. I joined the Navy, was an anti-submarine warfare operator and a search and rescue diver. And I'm a father of two very smart and very tall individuals that are in their 20s. I've also been a pilot most of my life. And I've been married to the woman of my dreams for about 10 years. So for about last year in February, I retired as a commercial land developer down in the valley for 30 years. And I've done everything from petroleum work, pharmaceutical, retail, hospital. And I retired after building out the Northrop Grumman, the satellite manufacturing division, their manufacturing division. It was like the milestone. Didn't think I could top it. And she wanted to get up here, so we did. Since I've been in Pine, I've been doing a lot of volunteer work. I'm on the rodeo committee. I'm on the Tonto Basin Search and Rescue. Right now, currently swift water training. I'm doing fuel reduction right now, so I've been with the team of the guys that are up on Trail 15. So I've been working with that, and I just got certified as a trail manager to be able to do it. As well as my guys also in the fuel reduction, I got trained on how to firewise the house for property. Because, and I'll get to why I'm doing that in a second. I kind of consider myself as a community leader, and I want to be part of this. And there's so many reasons why. I mean, I could bore you to death with all the reasons why I want to be part of it, but this is my home. And these are my friends. So I want to be part of the solution for the entire community on how to move forward. I don't know much about it yet, and I don't plan on coming in and just bull whipping things. I want to learn how you guys do what you do, and then I want to contribute to it. I think all the years that I've been doing as a project manager, a commercial project manager, I think that I have a lot to offer with the water. I want to be part of the solution. Oh gosh, it sounded so easy when I was sitting in my desk. Well, there's a ton of stuff in here, but basically, I'm responsible, I'm retired, I'm part of the community. And I think I would be a really good fit. God, this sounded so much better at home.
The mirror really listens.
It did, and it answered so myself. You know, that's the funny part.
Go guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to be part of the team moving forward. I want to figure out how to help.
All right.
Thanks.
Can anybody on the board ask questions?
Sure.
Anybody have any questions for Steve?
I do have one last thing. Sorry, I did start a gentleman's club up here for all the business owners.
It's not what it sounds like.
Talk to me after the meeting.
No, this is a completely volunteer thing for all the business owners, from everybody from Brad at the hardware store to Rick at the Lavender Farm. And you know what's funny? I went to Noelle at the post office. I don't know if anybody knows her. She's a little short blonde.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, because Rick is also one of my gents, the postmaster. And I told her what my reason was it for, and I wanted to start a gentleman's club, the volunteer thing to give back to the community and help FireWise, which is the reason why I got assessed with fire assessment, to help FireWise and donate our time to people that can't do it. And I told her, and she said, gentleman's club. Does that mean cigars and...
That's what I thought.
No. So we changed to the Gensify. Right. It's a completely volunteer program that gives back to the community.
Awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions for Steve? If no, I believe it's a written vote, right?
Well, Victor. Oh. Victor is on.
We got Victor too, I'm sorry.
Victor, would you like to do your presentation?
People said they were having trouble. I got a text, they're having trouble hearing.
Yeah.
Victor, you're muted, according to us.
No?
Yeah, there you go.
You should be able to hear you now.
Hey, Greg.
We got
hey,
you.
Good afternoon, Greg. I'm Victor Payal. I'm a retired IT executive. I live in Scarborough. About 20 plus years of management experience. I've been involved in a lot of big projects as well on my end. During my tenure in various companies doing IT work, mostly on the network and and data processing side, I managed about, you know, maybe 100 million plus of operating and 100 million of capital projects. But that's all in IT, not really in water infrastructure. So this would be new for me, probably not new in the fundamentals, but probably familiar with some of the issues and some of the organization that we needed for infrastructure project. What the other gentleman mentioned, it will be a learning experience for me, a lot of learning, and then hopefully contributing after the learning. My interests also is because I live in the community. I hear about the issues that we have around water. We'd like to participate and contribute on it. We've had discussions with our neighbors about a lot of these issues and would like to, hear about ideas, collaborate on ideas, and see what, I can contribute to the group. So if there are any questions, I could entertain them.
I don't have any.
Any questions from the board?
No.
Thank you very much, Victor. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. I believe at this point we have a closed vote.
Each board member write their vote and I'll count them.
Yeah.
We're just voting for one, right? Just for one.
Either Victor or Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Steve has the majority.
Congratulations, Steve. Victor, thank you very much for applying. Please consider to apply again. We have open board positions quite often. Thank you. I think we lost Victor, though.
Oh, he's over on the side over there.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay, so now I'd like to have a call for motion to approve minutes.
Well, Jeffrey, we need to swear in.
What?
He needs to be sworn in.
Oh, swearing.
Roger needs to be sworn in.
All right, we have two board members, a new one and an existing one that need to be sworn in.
Yep.
So Roger and Steve, why don't you get up there?
If you want to.
Morgan will process the swearing in.
Okay, so you want last name, Victor?
Yep, and then you're going to read it out loud.
Now you signed your life away.
I've done worse.
Thank you.
All right, so I have to read this out loud?
Yep.
I, Steve Bowen, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the construction and laws of the state of Arizona, I'm a cheater, sorry. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against the enemies, foreign and domestic. And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties effective of the PSWID board according to the best of my ability, so help me God. So do I affirm.
Roger?
Yeah, I see this.
I think it's over where you're sitting.
Well, did I do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I think you'll be singing the song Walk a Mile in My Shoes in about a year, Steve.
Come on.
All right. I, Roger Childress, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of the state of Arizona, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of PSWID board member according to the best of my ability. So help me God, and so do I affirm.
We're getting motorized. Roger. Now, a call for a motion to approve the minutes of December 1st. Does anybody motion so?
I so move.
Second?
Wow.
Second.
All right. December 1st, meeting notes are approved. Call for motion to approve the meeting notes of January 5th, 2023, special meeting.
Motion to approve.
I missed that one, so we should put a second down. I missed that also, so I abstain.
I guess I'll second. Can I second it? I'm not with you.
Blair can second.
I second it.
All right. Then the meeting notes for January 5th are approved. Thank you very much. Now we'll go through reports to the board, starting with Paula Hendricks, our program manager. Paul, would you like to use the mic?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. Pleasure to be here today. We had a successful bid opening on December 15th on three of our waterline replacement projects. Woodland Heights, $2,504,780. That would be 15,000 feet of pipe, 6-inch PVC in that area. The second project was Cool Pines A. It was $1,272,732. It was 4,167 feet of 6-inch PVC pipe. And the third one was Whispering Pines. It was $353,848 for 2,245 feet of 6-inch pipe. This replaces lot of deficient lines and lines that were leaking and failing, a lot of thin wall, substandard piping. So we expect to reduce leaks in this area and eliminate a lot of failures and breaks in that area. We expect that material will be delivered for some of these projects in March, and over the next couple of months after that. The Woodland Heights project is 150 days. The Cool Pines project is 140 calendar days. And the Whispering Pines project is 100 calendar days. So that means those neighborhoods will have contractors working in them through that, that time period coming up and through the summer. We also, on January 5th, had an opening for the deep well located up in Strawberry, and the bid was for $1,328,848.58. I don't know what they're going to do with the 58 cents.
Postage.
Yeah, crazy. That well is projected to be 2,000 feet deep, and that well was designed to be able to be in the deeper water supply. We believe that that will be a more reliable well for delivery of water even during the drier cycles. That well will be twice as deep as our Milk Ranch well, just to give you an idea of perspective on that. The start date for that, we just met with the driller this morning. Depending on schedules, these rigs are busy all over the country and high demand for those. We thought we would get started in April. It looks like it may be May or June now, unless one of the other projects winds up getting rescheduled. It's 150 days of calendar. During that time, once we get set up and going, we'll have sound barriers, big curtain walls set up between the drilling rig and the adjoining properties, trying to minimize any noise issues there. But the drill rig is diesel motor, and it'll be running basically 24 hours a day for the good portion of that time. We have another project that is just recently got an approval from ADQ, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, and it would be in the White Oak Cedar Meadows area. And we have an engineer's estimate of that for $1.9 million. We've updated that estimate based upon the bids that came in. We're looking at roughly $180 to $200 per foot for pipeline replacements. So if you're thinking about replacing existing pipelines in these existing neighborhoods, and there aren't any extraordinary conditions, you can just multiply the footage by about $200, and that gives you an idea of what those projects would be costing. We have projects in design in Portals 1 and Portals 2. The Portals 1 design is estimated at $4.7 million, and the one in Portals 2 is estimated at $1.4 million. About 17,000 feet of pipe will be replaced in those communities. We're at the 30% plans, and we think that the project will be bidding late this year, so on into late fall, early winter for that project. We've been utilizing the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority financing with ultimately a loan to the USDA for these projects. Sunrise Engineering is going to be providing the resident project representative. It's a fancy word for the engineer who's going to be inspecting the work to be sure that high quality construction work is done. That's a requirement of the USDA funding to have a qualified person taking care of that. And Geologic, who's the engineer of record for the deep well, will be doing the oversight for that deep well operation. Work is ongoing with repair of wells and also upgrading of some of the equipment that has caused us to have less than full reliability in some of the equipment and systems. We also have a contractor who is local to this region under a contract, job order contract is what we call it. We went through a procurement process, and this company is under contract for us. However, we did go out and request competitive quotes for work to work on the Milk Ranch 1 well, and we hope to get that work done in the next couple of months and have that well back online. Originally, that well provided well over 100 gallons per minute, and over the years, it has reduced in production because of sand and other issues. And so if we could restore that well back to somewhat near capacity, that could make a big difference in our shortfall between supply and open opportunities for being able to provide the flow that's necessary during the peak times. We are looking at, besides restoring wells like Milk Ranch, going through all of our district wells as compared to the water share agreement wells or the ones that we lease, and making sure that they're first in line in use rather than having to pay extra to not only operate, maintain, but pay their water resource fee. Leak detection, we did a satellite investigation, found some leak indications, and have addressed those issues. We're also now looking at, we have information from our engineering drawings of how the system is designed and in a particular neighborhood, where the water comes into that neighborhood. We're considering putting in a master meter that we can check on a regular basis between the water delivered to a community and the residential meters, and if there's a differential, that would quantify the leak that we have and help us get zeroed in. Right now, the staff has to respond to leaks that are great enough that they daylight or show up, and that is not as effective in reducing the water loss. On a monthly basis, we work with the treasurer and the district staff. We have weekly project meetings to keep things going, to address issues, and work with staff out in the field on site visits. So in addition to program management for the capital projects, we work as an extension of the district staff. We operate, manage, and maintain a number of systems throughout the state, and have staff that have backgrounds in this. And so in addition to the staff that are full-time here, the district has us supplementing and working as an extension. And that's it, Mr. Vice Chair. Any questions?
Thank you, Paul. Any questions from the board?
Just one quick one on the SB3. Said we got one bid back. Did we put out to others?
We actually, this is the second time we did the project. We had originally bid it at a different site and then zeroed in on this site because we were advised that we would get no bids on the other site. We had two companies that were interested. I think our company had solicitation out to 6 or 8 companies. Geologic had solicitations out. There's everybody is so busy that we were lucky to get a company that's local here. Local means that they're up in the north part here. Camp Verde?
Cottonwood.
They're in Cottonwood. And the reason that they bid is that they're familiar with this drilling in fractured rock. We worked on a number of other projects down in the valley and other places. where it's just a big bowl of gravel. And up here you have to look for a crack and underground spring and things like that. And so they're reliable. We're working with them on a project in Goodyear, and so that's their primary business. But they were the only ones that showed up and met the requirements. No one else even bid. We did have two other companies that showed up during the pre-submittal, pre-bid process, but they chose not to.
Thank you, Paul. Any other questions for Paul? Sharon Hillman, Treasury Report. I'd like to say that since there was a recent transition on Vice Chair and Treasury, I prepared part of my existing report on the budgets. But Sharon, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just not going to go into too much detail on the Treasurer's Report. All of this information is posted to the website every month. You can go in, it's in PDF format, so you can read it much easier on your screen. I mean, we have hard copies back there, but this is a monthly document that I do every month, and it just contains a lot of information on the revenue of the district and the expenditures of the district for various different divisions.
Any questions? Secretary's report, Larry?
None.
Okay. Vice Chair report, me. I've been recently thrusted in this position a few weeks ago, so I don't have a formal report, but I will be taking over at least one committee, and I will also be working to help foster a better relationship with our community, if I can. Plus, I would like to maybe find some things that the general public might be interested in hearing on a monthly basis. So I'm going to work on what that format is, but presently it's been too short in this job to really give you a call. So, District Attorney's report, Steve?
Yeah, did everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, great. I'll make it brief. A few things that I just want to touch base on. The legal work that I've been doing, we covered in the executive session. The one thing that I want to look at from a deep dive kind of and work with the staff is on the engineering reports. I want to look at those and see if we can get to some resolutions, on the water supply, things of that nature. We have done work on the easements or the pipelines. My work is done. Sharon will be happy to know that we've got a good positive result from my manager, so the documents from USDA will probably get signed off on this next week. The other thing that has taken an inordinate amount of my time lately is public records requests. The board may not know, but we've been inundated with a lot of public records requests, looking for information on, I wouldn't call it necessarily a fishing expedition because it's sort of targeted of what they're looking for. We can certainly continue to provide it. It's public records, fine. It just takes a lot of time and effort. Understand that we can't give information, private information, to the public. So it there's always an issue of, is this private information? Is this public information? And we got to redact. So it takes a little time. I'm going to recommend at some point that we review our public records policies and follow a little bit more like the state does. They've got some really well vetted approaches on how you do things. Staff has been great at responding to the public records requests. I mean, we're talking turnarounds in like 5 business days. That's great. Normally for me, I make public records requests for a state agency. You're talking, 30 calendar days or, 3 months sometimes. So
I think the staff's been doing a good job. Other than that, I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, working on the USDA projects and public records, that's been, for the most part, you know, my task over the last few months. That's it.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much. I'm going to present the chairman's report.
Thank you.
Some of it will be read, and some of it I'll summarize. First, no, thank you, citizens, for checking your water boxes for leaks. Please do that on a monthly basis. It's a great thing. We find that a lot of the leaks occur right there, and since we've gone to the water meters that are electronic, we don't go, our field guys don't normally go in there and look. So please, if you could, take a moment, it probably takes 5-10 minutes, once a month, if you can, or as often as you can. Open the lid of your box and just look if there's water in there. If there's water in there, please let us know. We will come and try to address the situation and help resolve it. Because we are finding a large portion of our leaks are occurring there. Okay? So thank you all for doing that. We've gotten a lot of results back already. I appreciate it. Support Service Committee. Basically, we've been looking for additional funding through government agencies and anybody who's willing to give us money. And we continue to do that, as certain people have alluded to already. There are some forgivable loans you can get and stuff, but it's a very small amount of money, and it would require us to borrow additional money above what we can presently afford. So, but we will continue to look for more forgivable money and more possibilities of grants. New insurance was acquired for the Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District. Thank you, Sharon. And it looks like we had to do that because our existing insurance company basically is no longer doing these types of entities,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Engineering planning meeting. We have engineering planning meetings every Thursday, sometimes Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, depending when we can all get together, where we go over the progress of all of our projects. I've been in them. I think I'm going on today, spending about 6 or 7 hours here today. So we discuss the progress of all the projects we have. We discuss solutions to situations. We discuss the new deep well and timelines and try to, and then what it's going to cause, and try to think ahead on what we need to do to prepare now. And those occur weekly, and they're very technical in nature, and basically Paul leads them, and I appreciate that, Paul, because we learn a lot of information.
Thank you.
K2 tank. The leak at the K2 tank was repaired. We had bid the repair at the Tomahawk tanks, and it's been placed. It was repaired, so it's completed.
K2
tank was completed, yes. I'm sorry, the way you wrote it, I got confused. We're looking to brush and bale two different wells. Brush and baling is basically a way of conditioning of wells that used to produce more water. You go in there and you get a lot of the sludge out of there, and then you go ahead and brush the actual shaft going down and then treat it somewhat so it stays intact better. We got two wells we're presently looking at doing. We have cost estimates of bids, and I believe we have already accepted one bid, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. That will hopefully get us more gallons per minute out of the wells, because these are wells that historically have had a higher gallons per minute, but because due to sand or other issues, we've had to lower the speed of draw so that we don't destroy pumps regularly. District-owned wells are operational due to the reduced amount of water provided by wells and water share agreements right now. So we try not to lean on well share agreements when we use our own district wells. It keeps the cost down, obviously. So this time of the year, we lean more towards our own wells. And then as we get towards the season where it's drier in the summer, we start operating more of the water share agreements. The training and the staff is continuing to train to get water certifications. The goal is to get everybody at a one or higher. We would like to get two more twos and more threes, but they are taking the tests, and they will be testing to try to get their higher levels of certification, because it does help them in their endeavors to move forward. All right, any questions?
Yes. What's being done about storage, water storage? There's wells that are constantly being turned off during certain times of year. And so if they could run through the year on a scheduled basis, like other cities do, even like Yuma and places like that, they have large tanks that could support fire flow and growth. What's being done about that?
We have a system modeling, and we look at storage all the time. And we discuss that in that engineering meeting all the time. And when appropriate, and the modeling showing us, we will look at putting in additional tanks. That's about all I can say to that.
So basically nothing?
No, nothing. Okay. Let's move on. All right, now, consideration and discussion of general unscheduled comments from the public. I will, anybody who's filled out one of these cards, we will take them in order. You have 3 minutes to, we will give you a mic so everybody can hear you well. After we go through these cards, I'll see if there's any additional people online. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. And the first one we're gonna put up is Rebecca Raines. Would you like to speak?
Yes, sir, thank you. Hi, my name is Rebecca Raines. My husband James and I have been owners here in Strawberry since 2017 and are heavily invested in our community as we own some land here in Pine. In an interest of time, I will try to speak quickly. There's a lot of things I would love for the board to address. First off, we were here a month ago and nobody but my husband and I were here. I'm so grateful for everybody who showed up today to show your support. The issues we have heard since the last meeting, nefarious is probably the nicest way to say it, of things that I've heard about. I don't have proof, but the things that I've heard about are people being threatened with their jobs that work here, a lot of turnover, people being fearful, and we're in a right-to-work state. I'm a real estate broker for the last 30 years, and to hear about contracts being changed after the fact, and then I hear our counselor, Wayne, talking about my request for information being a fishing expedition, I just want to get to the bottom of whatever's going on. Right now, down in the valley, maybe you guys aren't aware of this, but people in the valley believe there's no water up here at all. In fact, my husband was in a class recently, and they were saying that the fire department can't even put fires out up here, which is not the case. And as a result, our property values are suffering, and people need to be aware. So I'm, again, very grateful that everybody is here. Councillor Ween, do you agree with the revisions made after the fact to the real estate contract in reference to the McKnight purchase contract by the board member who is here?
Excuse me, that's not part of your subject. That's not part of your subject matter, I'm sorry.
But don't I have 3 minutes to talk?
Your subject matter is water moratorium.
Okay, it's okay.
You do not have the ability to slander people, so please.
I'm not slandering
anybody. Well, I'm sorry, but keep it to the context.
If anybody in this room has proof or has first-person knowledge of some of these things that I have been told about, I would appreciate it if you guys would stand up. But as far as moratorium goes, what I do have in my hand right now is my request for information. The first request I put on here, because I'm in real estate and really bothers me to hear contracts are being changed after the fact, I asked for a copy of the WIFA contract, and it says that on my response there's no contract with WIFA. A copy of the USDA contract, it says here there's no contract with USDA. I know you guys have dealings with them, so I don't know why there would be that response. I asked for a copy of the current meter list, which I've heard other people have gotten redacted. Mine says, no comment on the listing of customers waiting for meters provided but to the Raines. And last but not least, I asked for some emails, and one of them right here clearly states, Mona, I have done the next revision to the agreement, but I have not changed the date since the chairman has already signed. I'm sorry, I'm a real estate broker, and you don't sign or change contracts after the fact. So my issue here with the moratorium is I do personally believe that if our board members were behaving a little bit better, maybe the news would be a little bit better for our community. Maybe this moratorium could be over sooner than later, because I do have in here 18 meters have been ordered that will arrive in 6 months. And from what I understand, there's well over 100 people waiting for meters. And that is the biggest thing that I want to know what you guys are going to do about that. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your comment very much. The board will consider your statements.
No answer?
this is not a
this
discussion.
This is not an answer.
We listen, and then the board will get together, we'll discuss it, what was said, and we'll respond accordingly. Number two, Enora Caribou, sorry if I...
Caribou.
Caribou, sorry, I'm bad with that.
I gotta go after Rebecca.
Not in the moratorium.
All right, hi everyone. My name's Enora Caribou. My husband and I have been waiting for a meter for 21 months now. I'm here to ask when the meters will begin to be released. I've seen the district make great progress bringing the water loss down from 46% down to 27%, but still no meters. I've heard all of the leaks identified in the Ostera report were fixed, but still no meters. I would expect that as progress is made and milestones met, the public would see that progress reflected in a slow lift of the moratorium. But instead, me and a lot of others on the waiting list feel that the district is holding these meters hostage indefinitely with no end in sight. And I ask that the district begin to slowly release meters due to the progress that's being made and give the public access to a basic utility they're asking for. My husband and I have a permit to drill a well, but we're holding off because we have faith in the district and the hardworking employees of Pine and Strawberry are doing their best to repair the leaks and drive progress of the USDA capital program. I've heard recently that board members have quit and that good, hardworking employees have left the district, and this concerns a lot of us wondering what's happening within the district to create this turnover. I would like to ask that the subject of the moratorium be added to each monthly agenda. It's been nearly 2 years and the public has been patient, but this topic is getting passed over more often than not. My husband and I and others will begin to attend this in each of these meetings to ensure the topic is regularly addressed as it should be.
Thank you very much for your comments. I'll make a single comment that the moratorium and relieving it is our number one goal. And there is a lot of things being done to make that happen. We are starting to see the end of the tunnel. And as you said, we were starting to look at possibly releasing some meters, and maybe tactically. But right now we're going to figure out how that's going to occur. Okay, we have one more person. Chris Ray.
Chris Ray.
Some of the questions I have was just answered.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thanks, George.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I would like to say one thing, though, if I could, please. And this is to the community also. One of the things that I'm seeing is a lot of people are fighting amongst themselves or complaining, that type of situation. And I think that we as a community need to band together and work with the board and in regards to it and find a solution to some of these things and, you know, maybe not be bickering with one another in regards to it. I think that we can find solutions because there is a drought. We've had a drought for over 20 years, and I know people want the meters, and I understand that, and I can respect that very much so. But we do have to make sure that we have the water. People are saying, well, we've had a lot of rain, we've had a lot of snow, but that is not relieved the drought, the aquifers, it hasn't filled it. And so I think that we as a community need to pull together and work together in order to look for solutions and to work with the board in regards to it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And please understand, we're trying to be smart, very smart about this. We don't want to release meters now when we do have water, and then this summer all of a sudden telling people we're going to have water outages. That's not where we want to go. So we are planning for a contingency that as we release it, we will be able to support it. And we spend tons of, this board has spent, some people are spending 30 hours a week working for free to do this. And believe me, we have heated discussions and we go through the technical stuff. Everything we wish could happen faster. Everybody knows there's part shortages, meters, the lead time on them is very long. We can't afford as a district to buy 100 meters and let them sit because it's going to take 2 or 3 years. So please understand, we are trying to tactically do as much as we can.
Can we put deposits down on those meters to help the cost?
What was that question?
I asked if we could put deposits down on those meters to help the cost.
Go ahead, Paul.
This is Steve. Let me interrupt here.
Okay.
Guys, excuse me. We can't have question and answer. Board should be speaking because of the open meeting rule. you've got to just listen to the public and let them state their case. Thank you.
We'll discuss it with the board. Okay, that's a good suggestion. Okay, where are we at now? Is there anybody online that would like to speak at this point? If there is, please state your name and tell us what your subject matter is.
For 18 of them.
All right, does not appear to be anyone online.
There's a chat up there. Did somebody raise their hand?
The mic's open, so if you can speak. All right, we're going to move on. Number 9, old business. Discuss and take possible action regarding revisiting having a prayer. Excuse me, don't move forward, please.
If you released 100 meters today.
Once again,
please. No one came for a year.
No, I'm sorry.
You're out of order.
Sorry. I feel your frustration. Tell. That's all I can say. So discuss and take possible action regarding revisiting having prayer instead of a moment of silence. Roger, go ahead. Take your case.
Yeah, you know, when we voted on this previously, Tom had raised the issue that there were certain rules and regulations, and it seemed like, well, the safe way was to just do a moment of silence. But, you know, the more I've thought about it, this country was founded on a Judeo-Christian philosophy. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, they all talk about God. Our coinage says, in God we trust. We have prayers when they open Congress. Schools used to have prayers. They used to have prayers at sporting events, and they still do in some. And I think, you know, we should just go back to having the prayers in.
Is he on the chat right now? There's people in the chat. Yeah, but my boyfriend is on there.
He wanted to speak.
Yeah.
He's works for the fire department. He was on a call just now, so.
Okay. We have a meeting once a month. I'm sure we can come back. We've moved on already. All right. So discussion on Rogers.
So I'm just saying, I think we should just continue with the prayers. That's part of who we are as a country and as a community.
That's a motion.
Yeah, I have a motion.
Okay.
Here we have.
Melanie Bailey said that she didn't have an icon to raise her hand to speak.
Yeah,
that, I think that's what's going
next
on
month,
with your chat up there.
A month, I guess.
Well, normally, well, at this point, we're beyond that, so we're past that in the agenda.
Can't let four people up there chat and have their say.
All right, so revisited prayer. Any discussion on it? Do I have a motion to include prayer back?
Roger Moges. I second that.
Second it. Yay or nay, vote. Yay, who says yay?
Aye.
Yay.
Yay.
Nay. And I'm abstaining, so. All right, so the motion is passed. I would like, though, Roger, if we allow all forms of prayer, any religion.
And even if someone in the audience
wants to present it.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah, all right. There is no issue.
All right, new business. Discuss and take possible action regarding purchasing a new Kubota mini excavator to replace the Bobcat. Sharon?
We have an E20 that the staff took down to minimum for repairs in December. The repair costs are estimated at $10,000. They've offered us a trade-in value of $13,500 on the purchase of a new Kubota excavator. The trade-in value, along with the state contract discount of, I believe, over $8,800, brings the purchase of this new piece of equipment to $20,556. I make a motion for the chairman or vice chairman to sign the purchase agreement for this new place of equipment.
I second that.
All in favor say yay?
Aye.
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 Against? Okay, motion carries. We will sign for the new equipment. Number 11, identify possible agenda items for the next scheduled board meeting. Board of Directors on February 23rd. Does anybody have any items on the board? All right, no items there. Okay, I now ask for a motion to adjourn.
And before we adjourn, just a question for Sharon and Steve. You always know that better. We skipped over a couple of people who wanted to talk, and how sacrosanct is our agenda? I mean, we moved on. Is it within our rights to say, hey, we forgot that and go back, or should we just not do that?
That's up to Steve. It seems in bad form not to let people talk who have been here wanting to talk.
Steve, did you have a comment on that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know who I'm speaking to, though.
Sorry, this is Corey. This is Corey on the board asking, did you hear the question? I could repeat it if I need.
I think your question was whether or not the chairman has the discretion to open again public comment.
Correct.
Is that a fair way to restate it?
Yes, sir.
He could do it or he could choose not to, kind of the discretion of the chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so once again, for the public, all of these reports are online on the website, and all the information we go over is on the website. Please go on there and look at the progress we've made and what we are doing. Instead of, you know, assuming we're not doing anything, there's a long list there that you can look at. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second?
I second.
Vote aye. Nay?
Aye.
Aye. Any votes nay? Meeting is adjourned.